My special guest on our behind-the-scenes segment before tonight's game is Bill Owens. And that may not ring a bell for some of you, but for a lot of folks it sure will, because Bill, it's good to have you with me, first of all, but you lived in Albia for a long time, you and your wife Heidi, and you had a pretty important job here while you were here. Tell us about that.
Well, I came to Albia in 1984 after graduating from Drake Law School and was fortunate enough to go to work with Annette Szczynski and her law firm and work as the assistant county attorney. I did that for several years and was then fortunate enough to get elected twice as county attorney in Monroe County and served the people of Monroe County in that position until getting appointed as a juvenile court judge in 1998.
And, of course, you've been in Ottumwa since that time.
Yes, since this time of year, about 1999, we moved to Ottumwa. I was given about 6 months to move, and we took most of that time to find a house and move to Ottumwa. It was, you know, sort of melancholy for us because we hated to leave Albia, but Heidi had been teaching in Ottumwa for a number of years, and this is where my office was going to be, and so it just seemed like the thing we should do.
You were very active in Albia and Monroe County and did a great job, as is testimony to your being elected twice to county attorney. What were some of the things that you were active in? Because you were very active in Monroe County.
Well, a couple of things that really stand out for me was that I was fortunate to get involved with the Albia Daycare and Preschool, and I was president of their board for a number of years and worked with some people on that board, including Chris. You're going to have to break this one up, I think.
But you were fortunate to work with him, Chris Anderson,
yeah,
right? I see Chris every week. Yeah.
And worked with Sandy Johnson on that board.
And they're still around.
And those folks are still around, and that daycare and preschool is still around.
Absolutely.
And so I was on that board for a number of years. And then the other thing that I was involved in that I'm really proud of, because I know that it has continued to grow and flourish, is we sort of reinstituted and restarted the Albia High School Booster Club. It had been sort of dormant for a number of years.
Putting it mildly, it was very dormant.
Yeah, and a number of us got together and thought it would be a good idea to sort of reinstitute that and get things going again. And I was really pleased to be just a small part of that and to get that going again. And you know, starting, you know, doing some of the banquets that we did and bringing in some of the speakers that we did and so forth. And that has just continued to grow and flourish and is bigger and better than ever.
That has indeed grown a lot. Of course, a lot of interest has come out of that. And they've raised a lot of money for Albia High School Athletics, just tremendous amounts of money for so many different things. So you have to feel very proud of being in kind of on the ground floor of some of that.
Well, and, you know, I was just a really small part of that, certainly, with a lot of folks that were graduates of Albia High School, and I was just happy to be able to be included and be a little bit of a part of that. And the daycare and preschool thing, we went through some kind of tough times early on and had a lot of hard work and late nights among some of those people that I mentioned, Chris and Sandy and others, and was able to get that thing turned around. And as you talked about, it's still going strong and still a going concern and very much a part of the community of Albia.
You've always had an interest in helping young people, Bill, and that's going to lead us into what we're going to talk about here on the sports front here in a moment. But your role and your capacity is what you're doing now in Ottumwa. That, of course, has everything to do with young people.
Well, it really does. And you know, my folks came from two backgrounds that on the surface seem a little bit opposed to one another in a sense. My dad was a lawyer and never really practiced law, but he was trained as a lawyer. And my mom was a school teacher and taught high school for about 35 years, high school English and communications. And so we always had kids in our house. She always had her students at our house. And so I have been able over the, you know, course of, you know, my career to come a bit full circle. I You know, obviously I've had a legal career, but now, you know, I do a whole lot of things in my legal career that deal a lot with kids. And I owe that, a great deal of that, to my folks.
And of course, on the side, not just with your job, you're still dealing with kids a lot, because it was just great to hook up with you the other night at a game we were at. You do a lot of officiating. Tell us about that.
Right. About, 12, 13 years ago, I guess, a friend of mine here in Ottumwa approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in joining their football crew. And I was not much of a football player myself, but a big fan. And, of course, I'd spent a lot of time in the broadcast booth working for a certain Albia radio station.
That's right, with Jim Oberts.
That's right, doing Albia football. So I had a real keen interest in high school football and high school sports generally. And so I welcomed that opportunity and joined their football crew. And since that time, I have officiated basketball and do baseball and softball. And is really a labor of love, because I love sports. Gives me the opportunity to continue to participate in a way. And then also, I think, you know, give back a little bit to the community, because, you know, you really, you know, the pay is a nice thing to do, or a nice thing to get, I guess, to do those games. But really, it's a lot more about, you know, loving sports and loving the interaction with the kids and with the coaches and with your fellow officials.
Now, of course, we're in the middle of softball and baseball season. About how many games in either of those or total do you do in a summer?
Well, I do about 20 dates, roughly, in baseball and softball together, which equates to, you know, about 40 games, because each one of those dates has at least two games. And, you know, like the other night when Albia had the softball game against Sheraton, that of course was a triple header. So a few nights we're doing three games, but most nights it's just two. So I've got about 20 dates, and so that works out to be about 40 games.
And how many football games? Probably every weekend?
We work every Friday night, and I typically work every Monday night. So that's about 18, and then I generally mix in, you know, a junior high date somewhere. So again, around 20.
And what about basketball?
About the same. You know, and basketball is a little different, because there's actually, the way I look at it, there's two seasons. There's one season before Christmas, and then there's about a two-week break, and then you start your second season afterwards. And, you know, we're doing 20, 25 dates in basketball, too,
well,
boys and girls.
It's no wonder you're in such good shape then, Bill.
Well, I do run. I run quite a bit. You know, in the last 8 or 9 years, I've run 8 marathons and a number of, you know, half marathons. So when you're doing this officiating, Rich, and when you're as old as me, you have to stay in shape. And so that's one way I do it.
Now, I'm going to pin you down here, and it's probably not fair. Which sport do you like to officiate the most?
Basketball.
And why?
I enjoy the camaraderie that I have with the two guys that I work with, especially. But I just enjoy the game of basketball more so probably than the other two sports. You get a lot of interaction with the players and the coaches and, of course, the fans. But I just enjoy basketball. It's an active sport. You have to continue to keep thinking and moving, and I just enjoy officiating basketball more than I do the other sports.
What's the biggest challenge, Bill, to being a good official?
Well, I would say that one of the biggest challenges of it is that you really do have to know the rules.
That always
also,
helps.
But you have to know the rules, and you know, you may think that you know the rules, and a lot of fans think they know the
That's
rules.
That's true.
But you have to know the rules, but you also have to be able to understand the meaning behind a particular rule, mm-hmm. and then be able to look out on the floor or out on the field and see a particular situation and be able to relate that in your head to a rule that you know.
And quickly.
And quickly. Exactly right.
And that's, I know with a lot of fans, as you said, they think they know the rules, and many of them do very well. But you have to make that snap judgment. You can't stop and say, let me look this one up. You have to be ready for it right away.
Well, that's true. That's true. You do. And, you know, we make mistakes. And I made a mistake the other night in the JV ball game between Albie and Sheraton. I made a mistake the other night. Sheraton's coach came out and asked me about it. And I said, I made a mistake. And that's a bit I think it was a bit disarming for her, because I think she was expecting me to argue with her. But I said, I made a mistake. And she said, okay, fine. And she went back to the dugout, and away we went.
Do you have any more games slated for Albia this summer?
Oh, I sure do. I'll be back over there to do at least one more softball date, and I know I'll be back over there to do one or two baseball dates.
We'll look forward to seeing you, and it was just great to see you the other night. You actually saw me before I saw you, but it was good to reconnect. We had some good times here, and certainly you always had my respect, and I know so many people here. And certainly you want it now, or any time you come back to umpire, you'd love to have as an umpire the respect. It's sometimes more difficult to get it when you're an official.
Well, it is, but I tell you, I love coming back to Albia to officiate, mostly because, you know, I get to see the folks that I know, and I get to interact with them and get to see those people, because they were such a big part of my life and my family's life for the 15 years that we lived in Albia. And the sad thing, Rich, is that, you know, some of the kids that I'm seeing out on the field, their folks were kids when I was broadcasting games for the Albia radio station. So that's a little disturbing. But beyond that, I love coming back.
Well, you did a great job in those broadcast years, Bill, and it's always good to see you. And keep up the great work, and I know you do a lot for kids.
Well, thanks, Rich.
Bill Owens, my special guest before tonight's game on Behind the Scenes. Great job, Bill. Thanks
well,
so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Rich. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we do a little feature before the games where I do different people. We've got some really terrific people lined up later, and it's just literally behind the scenes, kind of behind the scenes before games, and had to get you on when I saw you the other night. Really appreciate
it. Well, sorry
it.
I had a brain freeze there on Chris Anderson's name, but oh well.
Chris has a lot of them. I see him every week. He has lots of brain freezes. Bill, have a great evening, and hey, have a great trip. You're going to Wisconsin, so just take care
of
yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to Wisconsin. I found out, like Wednesday last week, I operate a drug court here in Ottumwa that we actually have some people from Albia that are involved in it. It's a family drug court, so if I have families who have kids who have been found to be children in need of assistance based on substance abuse issues,
mm-hmm.
I have their parents in this drug court, and it's an opportunity for them to, they see me on a much more regular basis. They see me about every other week. They meet with a treatment team that sets up a treatment plan for them, and they participate in a lot of extra services. It's a lot more work for them, but it's been a pretty successful program for us. We've been operating it since 2006, and I was just informed like last Wednesday that our treatment court was awarded an award from the National Rural Institute on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and it's kind of a neat deal because the award is named after Harold Hughes.
Oh, okay.
I actually won an award, and then the treatment team, my court, won an award for an exceptional rural program for.
Well, that's quite an honor.
For substance abuse in rural areas. So, we just found out last week that we won this award, and the ceremony where they're handing out the award is on Tuesday up in Menominee, Wisconsin.
My sister's family used to live in Menominee.
Yeah, I guess University of Wisconsin Stout, I guess, is there. And it's the, not Menominee Falls, but Menominee close to Eau Claire,
uh-huh.
I think. And so anyway, they're having this ceremony or banquet up there on Tuesday at noon, so we're headed up there to accept this award. So that's why I'm going to Wisconsin.
We'll have a great time, and I'll look forward to seeing you at some more games.
Okay, Rich. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Take care, Bill. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks, Joe.